Welcome to the My Money Podcast, number 111 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, the editor of the Help Me To Save website, where you'll find tips to help you save money, spend less, and enjoy life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'm going to discuss three recent articles from the Help Me To Save website. They are how I managed to find a bargain room at £19 a night in London. First Direct are offering £25 cash back for new credit card customers. And Barclaycard existing customer offers are not looking competitive at all. So starting off with how I bagged a bargain room in London. I was looking for cheap accommodation to extend a one-night hosted trip to London for an event organised by a finance company. I had a look at Expedia Secret Savers hotels 1 week before my proposed stay to see if I could find any bargains. Now, with these Secret Saver hotels, you don't know which specific hotel you're booking at. It gives you an area, you look at the map and the hotel will be within that area. So this was described as a three-star hotel in the Ealing Chiswick area, including breakfast at £38 for two nights. Now, although it's not central London, it's not that far out and it sounded too good to be true. I thought that the price might leap when I clicked through to book. What happens, especially on these secret hotels, when you click through, quite often it says price change, and the price usually has gone up a bit, occasionally has gone down a bit, but no, it stayed constant at £38, so I thought, golly, I better book this right away. Once I'd paid, the name of the hotel was revealed as the Holiday Inn Express London Park Royal. Now, I've stayed at several Holiday Inn Express hotels and found the rooms to be of a good standard for a budget chain. I checked the price for the Holiday Inn Express London Park Royal on both Holiday Inn's own website and the hotel's combined price comparison site, and in both these websites the price was £136 for two nights. I was surprised, as usually we find the lowest prices on Holiday Inn's own website. I knew from a quick look at the map that there wasn't much to do in that area close to the hotel near North Acton tube station, but I thought I can get the central line out to Ealing one day because I know there's a few things to do in Ealing. Now, North Acton tube station, which is kind of opposite the Holiday Inn Express Park Royal, lies on the boundary of Zone 2 and 3 for tube tickets. I arrived at the Holiday Inn Express a few minutes before the official check-in time of 2 p.m, but I was able to check in. The receptionists were both charming and chatty. I was allocated a room on the first floor at the front of the hotel, just above the flags that they had flying. There's a Costa Coffee opposite the hotel and a Tesco Express on the ground floor of the adjacent block of flats, so at least you can buy some supplies. I was very happy with my room, especially for £19 a night. It was clean and comfortable. I could hear a little bit of exterior traffic noise through the double glazing because there was a bus stop close by. So it was, you know, when there's a bus stop, you get the noise of the bus brakes, but it was okay. I just noticed noise a lot because it's pretty quiet where we live in Berwick-upon-Tweed. Now, the free Wi-Fi at the Holiday Inn Express London Park Royal didn't have a great signal in my room. It was much better in the lobby, but I did have my own mobile broadband, so that wasn't too much of a problem. The free buffet breakfast was served in the lobby, and I thought it was quite good. There was a selection of cereals, yogurt, toast, croissant, muffins, scrambled eggs, sausage, baked beans and hot drinks. The food was regularly replenished. Now, I have found this to be a bit of an issue. A couple of Holiday Inn Expresses that they don't put enough food out. The one that springs to mind is the one in Perth in Scotland, where they bring out about 4 or 6 croissants at a time, and as soon as they were laid down, they were taken, so if you didn't get up immediately, you couldn't get a croissant. But no, this Holiday Inn Express, they were very good at replenishing the supplies. Checkout time is 11 a.m, but you can leave your luggage free of charge to pick up later. Close to the hotel is the perfume factory where the 1970s pop star Elvis Costello used to work. In summary, at £19 a night, The Holiday Inn Express London Park Royal was a real bargain for London, especially for the quality of the room. However, I doubt if I'd feel the same if I'd paid the standard price of £68 a night. I would think that was a bit much for being out of the city centre. There isn't that much to do in the immediate vicinity of the hotel. I did find a nice Lebanese buffet restaurant about a 20-minute walk away, strangely enough, in an industrial estate, but it was very good. But it does only take around 20-25 minutes to get into central London on the tube. So if either of you have something to do in that area, because our son, one of our sons later told me that he had stayed there for work to visit a client who at the time was located just across from the hotel, or if it's a cheap rate and you're prepared to travel into the city centre, it's definitely worth looking at. So there are still some bargains in London hotels, hard to find, but there you go. Now on to credit cards. First Direct are offering a £25 cashback for new credit card customers. But you must apply for one of their credit cards by the 10th of May 2015, and you must be a First Direct current account holder to apply. Now, to be eligible for the incentive, you must use the credit card at least once, and that incentive will be paid into your First Direct current account within 45 days of either making a purchase, or if you go for the balance transfer card, you need to transfer a balance and then you will be eligible for the credit. For me, out of the two available First Direct credit cards, the Gold card looked the more appealing, because it offered new customers 17 months 0% interest on purchases. Now, when I have a 0% purchase card, I always maximise the offer by putting my monthly spend on the card into one of my high interest current accounts, such as the Bank of Scotland Vantage current account, which is paying a variable interest rate of 3%. So this has two reasons. I earn extra interest on the money, and it does mean that I've definitely got the total balance set aside to pay, to clear my balance before the end of the promotional period. Because the worst thing you can do is spend a lot on the card, rack up, say, a couple of thousand pounds, and then 0% interest promotion ends, and you start paying interest on £2,000. So let's say you spend £200 a month on your 0% on purchases card, you must set aside 200 into a savings account to earn interest on the money and know that you'll definitely clear the balance and not pay any interest. Now, the other card from First Direct is a balance transfer card, which offers 0% for 27 months, quite a good deal, but there is a fee of 2.29% on the balance transferred. If you don't currently have a First Direct current account, it is worth opening one, as you get a £100 incentive as long as you switch an existing current account to First Direct and pay in at least £1,000 during the first 3 months. The First Direct current account has a monthly fee if you don't pay in at least £1,000 a month. But if you hold another qualifying First Direct product, which includes one of their credit cards, then the monthly fee is waived. So if you switch your bank account to your new First Direct, you'll get £100 incentive. If you then open a new credit card, you will get £25 incentive for that. And another reason to have a First Direct current account is that it gives you access to the First Direct regular saver account, which pays a fixed rate of 6% on monthly deposits between £25 and £300 for a 12-month period. However, this savings account isn't a qualifying product for avoiding the £10 monthly fee on the First Direct current account. You also need to be sure that you can leave the money that you put into the First Direct regular saver account for a year, because you get a much lower rate if you withdraw it. And the other thing to note is, in order to get the 25% cash back on a credit card, you must not have been a previous First Direct credit card holder. It's only for people who haven't had a First Direct credit card before. So worth looking into if you're in the market for either 0% on purchases or 0% on balance transfers. Still on the credit card trail, Barclaycard is really offering pathetic rates to existing customers. I decided to close some credit cards which I no longer use, ones which don't offer any good incentives such as decent levels of cash back, reward points, or long periods of 0% on new purchases and or balance transfers. Now, the reason behind this was I was trying to improve my credit score because, well, there's two schools of thought. One school of thought is saying if you have too many credit cards, it's a bad thing. Another one is saying that you shouldn't close down cards that you've had for years because they're good for your credit rating. But I decided I was going to get rid of at least two or three cards that I no longer use because they're not giving me any benefit. So one of the cards on my hit list was the Barclaycard Freedom Rewards card. I sent Barclaycard a secure message requesting the closure of the account, but they emailed asking me to phone them. Now, I've read that credit card companies may make customers about to close an account an inducement to keep the account open, so I thought, right, phone them up and see if you can get a better deal. However, the best that Barclaycard could come up with was 12-month 0% on new purchases, which I didn't think was competitive at all because, as I've just been talking about, First Direct had 17 months 0% plus a 25% cash back. So being offered 12 months on 0% was not that alluring and certainly didn't tempt me to keep the account open. With so many good offers available on credit cards, I can't understand why Barclaycard aren't prepared to match these offers to retain customers. Obviously, that's their business model. It works. Loyalty doesn't pay. They want to bring in new customers, so if you've had a good deal on their card that's run out, yeah, probably worth getting in touch. Maybe they'll offer you a better deal, but I thought, no, just close it. So that's the end of this edition of the My Money podcast from helpmetosave.com. Hope that you find it interesting. Useful. You can subscribe to the My Money podcast in iTunes, and if you come to our website at www.helpmetosave.com, you can read all the articles in full. So thanks for listening, and do join me again soon for another edition of the My Money podcast from Help Me to Save. Goodbye.